One, two, three.
Let's go.
Just gone 6 a.m. in the world's most TikTok city. Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty Malik.
Big Ross.
Chris.
Turn up the beat.
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's Camila Cabello.
Oh, what up?
This is Ed Sheeran on The Chris Fade Show.
Hey, Dubai, it's Rita Ora.
This is The Chris Fade Show.
This is The Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Don't stop. Get it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Mics are on.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning across the UAE. We're back in our studio, September 20th. It's your Tuesday. How you doing, Pretty Malik? Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. We got Basma, Nala in studio number two as well, hanging out with you. Our little Chris Fade Show family here this morning. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm feeling okay. You tell me it's an exciting day for you.
Why?
Who's here?
Oh, my parents.
They arrived today.
Every day's exciting for me, Pretty.
Well, it's nothing more exciting than having our parents here.
I have been up since 3 o'clock this morning. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. And then Mum and Dad arrived at 4 a.m. They just rocked up. So I just sat with Mum and we gossiped and chatted.
Oh, she would have loved
for an hour,
that.
You know, talking about the whole family. How's them? Oh, I don't talk to them anymore. How's them? Oh, they're great.
Is Brianna still in bed?
Brianna was, she was getting up now. I said to Mum, Brianna's got a 6 a.m. personal training. She trains at the gym at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I said to her, like, when she comes down, Mum, she's going to be in a rush. So she's not trying to avoid you. She just has to be at the gym. Because I didn't want Mum to think, oh, why is she not talking to me? I have not seen her for 6 months. And she rushes out the house. So.
She could have rescheduled the appointment.
Yeah. No. Personal. You got to get that fitness in. No excuses. No excuses, you know.
Yeah.
Put it first. So Mum and Dad are in town, which is great. I had a stressful morning. Can I just tell you?
Why
are
you stressed?
I don't know if it was my end or their end, but Uber just completely... I ordered an Uber to work today because I had to go somewhere after.
Yeah.
And remember how I told you I've got a driver that take the kids to school, right? Because I can't do that. And they had an accident 2 weeks ago in the car.
Yeah.
So the car that the driver would usually take is being worked on.
Yeah.
So I had to leave my car.
Yeah.
So he could take the kids to school. So I've Ubered it to work today. And I selected an Uber. Has this ever happened to you? Select an Uber.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't move from the location, right?
Yeah.
It just kept sitting there. So I messaged him going, hey, how far are you?
Yeah.
No reply. Message again, no reply, called, no answer. I waited like 8-9 minutes, and it just kept saying 6 minutes away, and it didn't move, right?
Well, you know you've got the feature where you can change to another driver.
Well, that's what I did. I changed to another driver, but then it happened with the other driver as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just sitting there for like nearly 25 minutes at home, and I thought I was going to be late for the show. Eventually, I call up the guy, and I go, where are you, bro? And he's like, I'm in the area. I said, how long are you going to be? He goes, I'm not sure.
What do you mean I'm not sure?
I go, what do you mean you're not sure? He's like, I think there's navigation issues. I'm like, well, do you want to WhatsApp me? And then he just hung up. And I was like, oh my gosh, so frustrating. So then I got onto a third one. And then finally the guy came and I was like, and then...
You know what it is?
What?
Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the next part of my stressful morning and I'm just sharing it all with you.
Oh, here we go.
Because now I'm in the back seat. Seatbelt on, by the way, guys, if you're ever in a back seat of a car. Seatbelt on. And we're just driving, and I've got my head down. I'm just on my phone.
Yeah, of course.
I look up. He's gone. There's a fork in the road. Left onto Sheikh Zayed Road, heading towards Abu Dhabi. Right, heading to Sharjah.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me.
He's taken the right?
Why?
So he's going in the complete wrong direction. I've still got my phone. I'm still just looking down.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. He stopped. He's now reversing back up against traffic with semi-trailers coming behind me. I've looked up. I've gone, what are you doing? He's like, oh, missed exit. It's okay. I'm like, no, you're going to, and I'm now turning around. I'm like looking just at
panicking,
these big semi-trailers coming down. Like, and they're, and he's just reversing back casually. I said, brother, please just keep going the other way. I don't care. Anyway, he reverses and goes down the Sheikh Zayed
Road. He wasn't listening to you?
No. And then I just said to him, brother, what's going on, man? I said, what's going on? I got kids. You got kids?
Oh, my goodness.
I said, I got kids. You got kids? He's like, yes. I said, you can't do that. I go, you've been doing this for a while? He's like, today's day 11. And I went, okay, I'm going to tell you straight out right now, that was highly illegal. Not only are you putting our lives in danger, you could get your license like removed instantly, right?
Yeah.
So I made it to work. Here I am. I'm a little stressed.
I feel like you need a hug.
I was so stressed. I just
need a hug.
Imagine that at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I mean. But I could just, as I turned around,
I
just see these trucks coming at us. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the news. Pretty's going to be ready. And welcome to the ARN News Centre. Chris Fader's died in a car accident.
No, don't say take
that's
it
really,
back
that's
from
really
the
what
universe.
I thought was going to happen. All right, first callers, kick my day off a little bit better. Where are you? Where are you right now? Give me a call. Be our first caller on the show. Call me. Come on. Shout out to all the drivers, by the way. And I wasn't trying to slam any of the drivers because you guys.
It was
just
a specific.
It was just three incidents in a row, which sort of freaked me out. And that's not even wasn't even 6 a.m. yet, right?
So Mercury in retrograde.
I agree. But shout out to all the taxi drivers, your Uber drivers, your Kareem drivers, your personal drivers. You guys just up and about doing it, doing what you do. So thank you. It's 6:12. Virgin, let's go.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
All right, who we got? Morning, what's your name? Hello?
Hi, my name is Jatin.
Hey, what is it?
Jatin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Take us off. Speakerphone. That's a speakerphone announcement.
Have you got us on speakerphone?
You must have us on speakerphone. That only goes off when someone has us on loudspeaker or speakerphone.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go. We got him off now. That's great. Oh, how are you, man? What are you doing?
I'm dropping off my son for a school sport. As
see, that's just too early, Dad. What sport is it?
Cricket.
Oh, man.
Selected for a cricket team, so you need to coach prior to school.
Are you hoping he'll make a national team one day? Like, is that the dream?
I hope so.
Aww.
Let me tell you, like, where are you from?
India.
Okay, so obviously in India, they know what they're doing when it comes to cricket. And the youth development must be really good because obviously you guys are so dominant in the game. Not as good as Australia, mind you.
Oh,
but,
please.
Is the UAE, is it a good place, like, for cricket development? Like, do we have the right academies and the right people here?
Yes.
Oh, that's great, man. That's so cool.
Yeah, I have friends who play in like cricket leagues here, like indoor cricket.
There's a lot. And we should do an indoor cricket game one day, Asher. Like I used to play indoor cricket all the time.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, we should do it. We should do a little indoor cricket game against, like, you know, maybe you guys that listen to the show put a team together, we'll put our own team together, and we'll go up against each other one day.
Let's just think about what you just said there. Yeah, you definitely do not want to be on a team with us, Chris.
Yeah, true. Free and Rossi,
No idea.
No idea. All right, well, listen, hey, God bless you, Dad. Well done getting up and showing that dedication. Well done, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Preeti, Rossi. I love you all.
Who do you love the most, though?
Oh, Jatin, don't answer.
Do you love one of us more than the other? It's okay. You can tell me.
Just say Chris.
No, I'm all right if he doesn't.
I love you all.
Okay, equally. I like you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. Have a great day. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're an HR executive. You work in human resources.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you guys are misunderstood.
Aww.
Misunderstood. You guys, I just want to put it out there. People that work in HR are nice, all right, guys? Just stop saying that, all right? Just everyone. You guys, you know, people think that you guys are, like, hard, like, as in...
True, yeah.
You know, a little bit scary. The barriers are up. They could fire you. You wouldn't even know. You know what I mean?
That's just a front, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes we're, like, just... off and understanding and all, you know, it's just a fraud.
So when you go to HR college or whatever you do for HR, university or whatever it is, do they teach you, like, is there a whole semester on, you know, showing that you could possibly fire someone? Always keep that mean face?
Well, I was in management and I was not, like, originally, I didn't originally study HR, but, like, I think... they do teach that in school.
Yeah, they do. They teach it. All right, I want you to walk in the office. Don't smile. Don't look at anyone. That's what I want. Okay?
No, just observe, look at them, actually, and then see what they're doing, you know?
Wow.
Because you technically can't be friends with the employees, right? Because that's like a violation of several codes.
I don't know, but are you allowed to be friends with people that you work with, working in HR?
I think so, to keep it cool with them, you know, to keep their relationship and, like, make them feel comfortable at the workplace somehow.
Yeah, good on you. I'm all for people being, like, I remember I had a boss when I first started here that said to me, no, you can't be friends with the presenters on the show, okay? You can't be friends with them, all right? You know, you're in the management position. I was like, what? What are you talking about? That's the best time to be friends.
Yeah.
Have that connection. You're friends with someone, they'll do anything for you at work. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's why I'm saying in HR you probably can't, because you would be partial. The whole point of HR is to be impartial.
Yeah, but you can be friends with someone.
Yeah.
Like, I could still be friends with, you know, I'm friends with Brent, but I could still fire him and I have no issue. Like, really? You're fired, Brent? I love you. You want to come over?
He's not actually fired.
Yeah, Brent, you're fired. Do you want to hang out this weekend? What's wrong with that?
No.
What? No.
No?
Hollywood status.
Right now.
Her motto is, if you're not first, you're last.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
How are we going gossip-wise?
So Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick are being sued for $40 million by several losing contestants of Instagram lotteries that they promoted back in 2020, that is. Mm-hmm. So they filed the lawsuit. The group that filed the lawsuit say no winners were actually chosen, and instead, they sold their personal information to advertisers. The company behind the contest, Curated Businesses, which is an Australian company, is also being sued.
Oh, don't blame us.
And they say that the contests were run legitimately and they did pick winners. You must have seen it on their Instagram. Scott does it all the time. It's like you can win $100,000 cash, a trip to LA, Louis Vuitton suitcases. All you have to do is follow, add, do all this stuff.
Yeah.
So they're saying that no one's actually won. So this is going to go to court. We'll see how it turns out.
I'm going to watch out for these Instagram competitions. So many people do it now and there's no one like following up or to see if it's legit. Do you know what I mean?
So these contestants believe that there were no winners.
Talking about that, if you head to my Instagram, I'm giving away $42 billion.
Really?
Yeah, the winner will be announced.
What do you have to do?
Just follow me. That's
okay,
it. And
just
$42 billion is there. That is a lie. What else you got for us?
Lady Gaga was left in tears this week after her last show, the last stop on her Chromatic Ball Tour, had to end abruptly. She was in Miami. Mm. There was bad weather. And she had to stop her Miami show. And what's even sadder is that everyone in Miami were waiting 2 years for this concert to come, and she had to stop.
So she got on stage,
and
right?
And then she stopped.
And then she had to stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's
for
have a listen.
For what reason?
Weather. Here, have Lady Gaga.
We really tried to finish the show tonight in Miami, but we couldn't because even when the rain sort of stopped, there was lightning that was striking right down to the ground so close to us, and I don't know what I would do if anything happened to anybody in the audience or to any member of my crew, my band, my dancers.
Yeah, she was in tears, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in Florida a couple of months ago. The weather there, like Miami, it is crazy. It goes from like being beautiful, sunny to like you feel like you're in a cyclone.
Torrential rain.
Yeah, the rains, the winds, you're like, oh, this is what's going on here. But it's sort of norm out there. That's unfortunate for Lady Gaga and her fans. Finally.
Post Malone was in a situation too. What's going on with everyone at their concerts? He's feeling better after bruising his ribs in a nasty fall.
I saw that.
He was in St. Louis. So there's a hole in his stage setup, and it's there because instruments go up and down. He knows it exists. It's on his tour, all of his concerts. He must have just missed it. He didn't fall in it. He fell against it. So his chest went into the corner of it.
If you see the video of this, and he looks, when he hit the ground,
it's bad.
He looked like, I thought he had broken probably 3 or 4 ribs. They're not broken, they're just bruised,
no,
are they?
No, they're just bruised. So he stopped for a few minutes, and then he ended up finishing up the concert.
Did he really?
And then he gave us an update after the show.
We just got back from the hospital, and everything's good. They gave me some pain meds and everything, so we can keep kicking on the tour. I just want to apologize to everyone in St. Louis, and I want to say thank you guys so much for coming to the show, and next time I'm around this way, we're going to do a 2-hour show for you so we can make up for the couple missed songs that we missed.
There we go, Post Malone. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
All right. His dream is to continually hosting pub quizzes, and he does it across the country. Yes. He's like the pub quiz king.
You got to get those dollars in, man.
Yeah, I know, mate. I understand. So what we're going to do right now is Pretty and I are up against each other. It's Big Rossi's pub quiz. Explain how it works real quickly.
Okay, 5 questions. Highest score wins. Yeah. You've got a sheet there. Yeah. The sheet's on the table.
Okay.
Make sure you write down your team name.
Okay.
Write your team name down there. Okay. And highest score wins, basically 5 questions. Okay.
Okay.
Repeat after me, question number one.
Question number one.
What's the name of Elon Musk's aerospace company? What is the name of Elon Musk's aerospace company?
Okay, got it.
Oh, Kristen's forgot it.
It's you know it, man. You know
it's
it.
Like two, isn't it like two letters or something?
You know it.
Eric, I know it.
I'm saying it in my head. Oh. I'm saying it. Look into my eyes. I'm saying it.
Star Wars.
Okay, I'm not going to get that one. I think. I'll come back to it.
Question number two. What year was the first iPhone released?
Oh, I think I know this.
Yep.
Okay.
Question number three. Who is Reginald Dwight better known as?
Do you know that, Chris?
I feel like I do, but I think I'm wrong. I can't spell the person's name, though, but I'll try.
Well, you've got it wrong, then.
Oh, really?
Well, if you can't spell that, I don't know.
Okay, next.
Is it food related?
No. Oh. But it could be if you remove the letter from his name.
Okay, I put Colonel Sanders, KFC guy.
Really? All right, question number four.
Question number four.
According to NASA, how many planets are there in our solar system?
Well, I don't know because they removed one and then did they bring it back?
Pluto. Didn't they get rid of Pluto?
But did they bring Pluto back?
I don't know. He didn't want to come back.
Pluto is a dwarf planet. So
Pluto said, you want me out? If you want me out, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm not coming back. Don't tell me I can't be a planet, then ask me to be a planet again. I'm out. Started having a relationship with a star. Sorry. What's the question? How many planets are there in the world?
In the solar system.
How many planets are there in the world?
I got no idea.
Question number five.
Last one.
According to NASA. Finally, question number five.
Question number five.
Which herb is used to make pesto?
Oh.
Is used to make pesto.
You know this!
Can I have your pen, please? I don't want to hear.
Pesto's green. Oregano?
No.
I don't know. What's green?
Just stop!
Anyone help me?
Cheat!
Someone help me.
Yeah, something's pesto. Greener. Most herbs are green, aren't they?
Pesto. I've left it.
Okay.
I put green.
We've spoken so long that the music has run out.
All right. Okay. I've definitely lost this one. This is probably the worst pub quiz I've ever participated in.
It is very, 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 very bad. Okay.
I must have got one right.
Elon Musk's space company, SpaceX.
I said it was like two letters.
The iPhone released 2007.
Oh, yes!
I put 2007.
Well done.
See, again, it goes back to Pretty. You always say, I've got no idea, and it's always right. Whenever she says she doesn't know anything about anything, she'll always master it.
Wow.
Every time.
You are such a bad loser.
I'm just sick of her saying that. I'm just so not good at this, and then five out of five.
But I took a guess.
Can you let me read the answers out? You might not have lost yet.
I know, it's only been two questions.
Just hold on.
Yeah, I've definitely
Reginald
lost.
Dwight.
Yeah, who is Reginald Dwight?
Chris, Reginald Dwight is Elton John.
Oh, is it? Stop. How is that food?
Yeah.
Remove the Eton mess.
Eton mess is like a British dessert.
I put Post Malone, by the way.
There are eight planets in the solar system.
I put 11.
Pluto is
eight. You put eight.
Oh, you put 11.
How do you not know that? That's like
there's nine.
No idea how many planets. Ask me about maths. I got nothing.
It's nothing to do with math.
I'm finally.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I got no idea about maths, solar systems. I don't even know. Isn't there an order? I don't even know where the sun is compared to the... I got no idea. I know is that retrograde is something. Finally,
pesto, basil is
there. Yeah, basil. Okay. That's right.
So, on a score of one out of five, will I ever have happiness in my life again?
Oh, what's wrong, Rossi?
Is that your team name, is it?
That's not my team name.
Will I have happiness in my life again?
Rossi, I'm all going to be here for you. I'm always here for you. If you're not
Thank
happy...
Thank you, Kristen.
That's not a team name. That was interesting that you just said that. Who won, though?
Keep the Backstreet Boys alive.
That's your
Pride
team name?
Alive.
Four out of five.
Four
here
out
it
of
is.
Five.
Congratulations, Woo! Pretty. Who came second?
Who came last, you mean?
Yeah, who came last?
Will I ever have happiness in my life again?
Rossi, I'm here for you, brother. Honestly.
Thank you.
Honestly, whatever you need. You will have happiness. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Come with me.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
I get that money.
Powered by Rack Bank. With Rack Bank Home in One. The more money you deposit, the less interest you pay on your home loan. For more details, visit rackbank.ae/HIO.
Wayne, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What a beauty.
Yeah. Mate, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing great.
What's happening in Wayne's life?
Finally.
Yeah, what do you do? Tell me.
I'm a physiotherapist.
Oh, great. We are good physios. Good physios hard to find, man. Why?
They are good. They're hard to find, but you found one.
Right.
Wayne, I've got a sore bottom.
Oh, here we go.
It's just at the top of my lower back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's like piriformis syndrome, they call it.
Don't worry, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because he Googles everything like me now, and he's just got issues. He's all right, don't worry.
How can I get rid of it?
My kids are going to be so happy, by the way, that I'm on radio, so I need to get a copy of this, please.
Sure,
no
we'll
worries.
Make sure.
No, I'll take this bit out because you're not interested.
Can I tell you from a physio point of view, someone told me this, that if you're not feeling better after 3 physio visits from that physio, to change the physio. Is that true?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, sometimes it takes longer, right?
It does take a bit longer, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, listen, Wayne, here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. 10,000 dirhams on the line with Rack Bank could be yours, all right?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. The kids in the car? Are they in the car?
No, the kids are at school. They're with my wife. She's a teacher.
Okay, mate. All right. Well, good luck. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Wayne. Your time begins right now. Who played the character of James Bond in No Time to Die?
Daniel Craig.
What is Posh Spice's real name?
Victoria Beckham.
Where does the dish adobo originate from?
Adobo is Spain.
What rapper fell and bruised 3 ribs on stage in St. Louis this week?
Pass.
What is the latest model iPhone?
iPhone 12. iPhone 13.
What was created first, TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
What football team are currently the top of the EPL, Arsenal or Liverpool?
Arsenal.
What actor starred in the Jungle Cruise, Jumanji, The Next Level movie?
The Rock.
In terms of banking, what does RAC stand for?
Ross Arkema.
What is the first name of the King of England?
Charles.
Where does the dish adobo come from?
Portugal.
Nope, keep going.
Nigeria.
No. I wanted to get you one more. You got 700 dirhams, though. You did really well. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
The Philippines, adobo. Did we try that on the show?
Adobo. No, I've had lots of it, but
It sounds good.
That was Baloo we tried.
Oh, that's right. Philip, Post Malone just fell. We spoke about that in the gossip not long ago. He fell on stage. And the iPhone 14 just released last week. That was the big one.
Yes. 14. We're up to 14.
But you did well. And unfortunately, Arsenal is on top of Liverpool. But Liverpool still the greatest football team in the world.
Just relax, mister. I know nothing about football.
Exactly. Thanks, pretty.
Who do you follow? Who do you follow in the football, Wayne?
Oh, my team are terrible. Sheffield Wednesday. They're awful.
Oh, wow.
Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is that a real name?
Yeah, it's a real name.
They only play on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Do they really only play on Wednesdays?
No, Chris.
How do they have a name? Why are they Sheffield Wednesdays?
Yeah, why with the Wednesday, yeah?
They used to play on football on a Wednesday. And they play cricket the rest of the time.
That's just so bad. Your team's never going to be good if your name's Sheffield Wednesday.
Excuse me.
Wait, is that the same as Sheffield United?
Well, no, there's 2 teams.
Sorry, did I hit a nerve? I'm sorry.
Sheffield Wednesday was the first football game I ever went to. Everton Sheffield Wednesday.
It must be so many confusing times of people like, you want to go see Sheffield Wednesday? And then people rock up to the stadium on a Wednesday. It's like, I'm here, bud. We played on a Friday. You said Wednesday. No, it's the name of the team, you idiot.
Why are you Irish?
I don't know. I feel like you guys all sound like this sometimes to me.
You are terrible.
No.
Hey. Sorry, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, have a great day, mate, okay?
Thank you.
All right, it's Virgin Radio.
Okay. I want you to free me.
There you go. Yeah.
What?
Let me be your.
It's Calvin Harris. Isn't he from Scotland?
Yes.
Scottish proud. Okay, I'll stop talking now. Can you guys remind me to just email my kid's school?
Why? Email your kid's school.
Just remind me. Guys, even if you want to WhatsApp me later, you guys all have the WhatsApp number here.
Why?
Nushi's got swimming. I don't want her to go swimming today.
So you have to do it now.
Yeah, I know, because she had a bit of a cold all last week, so I just don't want to get into the pool.
Let's
right
just
now.
Do it together now before you forget. Go. Okay, start writing it. Go.
Okay, hold on. I've got to find
it. Can your assistant do it?
Well, I don't have an assistant.
She's over there.
Who, pretty? Pretty. Could you email this for me?
She always helps you with stuff.
I can send this email I'll send. But yeah, just remind me. No. You got to send an email. So the kids were off school for 2 days last week, and I'm supposed to email the school every day that they're off. I haven't done that. There's just a lot going on with like school stuff. I just want to be on WhatsApp with school.
Not want to be on WhatsApp with school.
I do. I'd love to just have like the WhatsApp, like everyone's number. So you could just like, hey, they can't, like right now, just like, hey, they can't go to swimming. Send a voice note. But now you got to make it formal.
Can you imagine the person who has to have the WhatsApp of how many students? Like,
yeah,
on their phone?
It'd be
so difficult. It'd
be too much, right?
Yeah, it'd be too much.
Okay, sorry, hon. I'm just nearly finished with this email. Thanks for letting me do it on the show.
Can you read it out to
me? I'm just saying.
Because I got to make sure the grammar's right.
I'm just saying, Zara Fahed, no swimming today.
That's terrible. What a terrible email.
I have to...
It's not even a sentence.
Hello. Okay. Hi. Hello. How are you, George? Are you? I don't even know who I'm talking to. It's reception at the school.
Say, like, I'd like to inform you that Zara Fahed will not be swimming today. Thank you.
The kid's name. No swimming today.
It's like, what is that?
Zara is unable to swim.
Today.
I'll just say that.
Today.
Thank you. That's it.
Let me hear it.
Signed, Mr. Fahed.
No, I put my full name, Kristen Fahed.
There's your number there in case they need you?
Yeah, they have my number. I'm
Kristen
the one that
George Fahed.
I always hate when the school calls. You always get the missed call. Oh, what's going on? My mind automatically goes to like...
Stop.
Yeah, I won't. So the other day they called me because she wasn't feeling well. She had a headache, one of my kids. And so they go to the nurse, right?
Yeah.
So I missed that phone call. So I called up and then it wasn't answering. And then finally went through. I said, hi, I got a missed call. I'm sure it's someone to do with one of my kids, probably at the nurse. They put me through to the nurse. And so the nurse is so lovely. They're always so lovely. They're like, hi. And I'm just like, is she okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Mr. Fahed, she's fine. What's wrong? She's just complaining of a bit of a sore throat. Okay.
Panic mode, Chris.
Yeah, and then can I speak to her? Yes, hold on. Hi, baby. Hi, Daddy. I said, why don't you just call me from your phone? She goes, I'm not allowed to use our phones.
Of course they're not.
I've told them they can.
You are, Chris, you are not the school. Stop
in emergencies.
I think in emergencies.
Yes, of
I want
course,
them to have their phones.
Yes. Yeah. This was not an emergency. What? She did the right thing. She went to the school nurse. The school nurse assessed and called you.
Yeah, great.
Stop trying to go around protocol.
Great school nurses. School nurses don't get enough praise, guys. Big shout out to all the teachers and the school nurses.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Ross?
They do a great job.
They do. Nurse, because your kids ever had to go to the school nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once.
That's it.
Yeah.
My kids, like, it's one of their classes, I feel. Just getting Alex ready.
Just getting it started.
Sounds like a 50cc, that one.
It's four-stroke. I don't even know what that means. The Krusty Demons World Domination Show is going to be live at the Coca-Cola Arena this weekend, September 23rd. Expect world record jumps, countless stunts, lighting, special effects, DJs, and more. And we got one of the stars from the Krusty Demons with us right now. It is Alex, my man. Thank you for joining us on the show. Appreciate you.
Happy to be here, mate.
So, I've got a sound effect, obviously, of a motorcycle or
a four-stroke. Come on, man. Two-strokes are the best ones. They're the best sounds.
What's the difference? I don't even know. I remember growing up in Australia, and you're obviously from Australia. I remember a two-stroke and a four-stroke. I don't know what that means, though. What's the difference between the two?
So a two-stroke is like an older... It's an older technology, but some of us old-school dudes, we love to ride the two-strokes.
Okay.
It sounds better. Yeah, we keep it real. But
You mix the oil yourself in a two-stroke, but a four-stroke is like... Mixes it for
really.
I can sit here for an hour and explain to you how much better they are, but we're on a tight schedule.
So let's talk Krusty Demons. I know Krusty Demons. Growing up in Australia, we had you guys tour Australia many times, and it was just it's amazing to see what you guys do on these motorcycles. On these, would you call them a motorcycle? What do you call them?
Just a normal, regular. Dirt bike.
A dirt bike. It's crazy. These guys, what they do is they're doing flips. They're doing like long distance jumps. It's stuff that when you're watching from the crowd, you're just like, oh my gosh, 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 and then everyone cheers, right? It started in 1994. This is so cool that you guys are now here in Dubai at the Coca-Cola Arena. Are we ready for a big show this weekend?
Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, just like yourself, I used to go to those shows back when I was a teenager,
sure,
and a younger kid. I think I went to my first one when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old.
Wow.
And
wow.
Yeah, now here I am around 30 and I'm part of the group, so that's pretty much a lifetime dream to be a part of it. It's awesome.
Now you're really pushing your body to the limit. Like, you're doing things that it's highly dangerous, guys. Like, it's not something that you can just let me get on this bike and try to do it. It's years and hours of just training to be able to get part of the Krusty Demons, for you to be in part of this crew. I sort of look at it like the Harlem Globetrotters of basketball. Like, it's some of the best selected basketball players. They travel the world. They put this team together. Yeah. The Krusty Demons. Mm-hmm. Would I be right by saying that they select certain riders from around the world and you come together and you're like this awesome all-star team?
Yeah, I've literally dedicated my life to it. I started riding when I was 3 years old and started jumping when I was 5. And yeah, it's been a long journey, but I'm pretty excited to be part of the Krusty Demons and being here in Dubai and getting down to Coca-Cola Arena on Friday and putting on an awesome show.
Yeah, 23rd, Coca-Cola Arena. Don't miss it. Tickets start from 150 dirhams. I don't want to jinx anything here, but broken body parts, anything happened?
Many.
Really? Yeah. What have you broken?
My most recent one was 2 years ago. I broke my femur. That was pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh. That's the strongest bone in the body.
Yeah, hold on. It was a pretty big hit.
Is that the one? Where's the femur? Here?
Yeah,
on
between your hip and your knee, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You broke that?
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
Just ran out of talent, pretty much.
You thought you had it, but it was that moment that you knew.
So did you know, like, a second before it was going to happen, you were like, this is the longest second
of your life.
Yeah, because you knew it's coming. Yeah.
What was it? Was it a jump?
Yeah,
and then
a big one, yeah.
It was a really big jump, and then you're supposed to land it, obviously, on the bike, but
I ejected halfway because I knew it wasn't going well. And
so you just, then it's like you just hitting the ground from really high up.
Yeah.
You've got screws in your hand as well, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my gosh.
You can see my scars, right?
No, I've been researching you.
So the femur, the wrist or the hand?
Yeah, 7 vertebrae, collarbone, left wrist, right wrist, left foot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and yet you still keep getting back on.
Yeah, it's a pretty hectic physio schedule to be able to get your body back to where it is, but you can do it. You can, if you work hard enough, you can get your body back to where it was.
You ever hurt your face?
I couldn't.
No, you can't. Because the helmet, you're saying.
Yeah. No, my girl would kill me.
So what does the family think? Like, obviously, at the age of 3, you said you started doing this. Mm-hmm. So mum would have put you in it initially, but did she know that this is what your life was going to be?
I think they had a bit of an idea when I was younger that I was pretty wild. But my mum these days, and, you know, when I started to find that I really had a talent, she would want to watch just the videos of me. I could show them on my phone or on the computer of me finished, because she knows that I'm all good. She didn't like watching me live. I think in my life, my parents have probably watched me ride live in a show twice.
Yeah. It's too much.
I couldn't do it.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Like, that'd be,
I can't even imagine the panic that's going through them.
The Krusty Demons have got a bunch of world records, by the way. And let's see, maybe some of them will be broken at the Coca-Cola Arena right here in Dubai. It's presented by No Limits Global. No Limits Global, the Krusty Demons World Domination Tour, officially here at the Coca-Cola Arena. Alex, we look forward to seeing you there, man. And don't break anything.
Stop. Everyone knock on wood. Everyone knock on wood.
Yeah, I'm giving him a few knocks too.
Before you do a big trick or anything, do you have a routine? Is there something that you do?
I like to listen to some pretty, pump you up music.
Like, so what? What's something
Bieber
on there? Justin Bieber, Ghost, One Direction. I hear ya.
No, definitely not.
Give me something.
Metallica.
Some heavy music, so I've got to give a shout out to the Aussie boys, Parkway Drive. I'm a big fan of those guys.
Parkway Drive.
Yeah, heavy metal.
Are they
heavy metal?
I don't know if we can play any of their music.
Is there profanity in their music?
Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Oh, usually not.
Oh, don't say that.
this is Parkway Drive, The Greatest Fear. Coca-Cola Arena, Alan, let's go!
Are you trying to get a
yeah, this is good.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. This is like, I'm ready. I'm ready to wake up.
Like you're pumped, yeah.
All right, Crusty Demons, make sure you check them out. September 23rd, Alex is going to be there. Thank you, my man. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, pleasure, man. Thank you. Siren of
the storm whispered in. The singer needs a COVID test.
What's that?
The singer needs a COVID test.
Oh, yeah. I know what they're saying. I'm just going to stop it just in case. Damien says, guys, come on, a little bit less ads.
Sorry.
Damien, we've got to get paid, man. We're going to get paid, bro. That's how they make their money.
Yep.
Sit with us. Kiara's got us on with Mum in the car right now. Dudley's on the way to Abu Dhabi to work, saying I got you guys on. Thanks, guys. It's Virgin Radio, 7:45. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. Okay.
We're getting into an argument. What are we arguing?
Well, okay, now, this is serious. This is sort of like, we're not joking. I'm being pretty real here. Okay, I just got pretty angry at Ross.
Wait, are you going to talk about this on the radio?
Yeah, I want to.
No, don't. It's just not good listening. It's not good listening.
It was a serious argument.
No, because I think that people go through this a lot every day now.
No.
So Rossi's rocked up to work with a sore throat.
Yes.
Okay. He's rocked up to work. When he rocked up, he's like, hello.
It was pretty bad.
And I said, what's wrong? He goes, I've just got a sore throat. I said, well, you sound sick. He goes, yeah, I'm all right. So then I said, did you do a COVID test, like a rapid test, before you came into the studio? Now, we work in a closed studio here. Yeah. Like, there's no air. There's not like an office space. We're in this little room. All doors are closed.
And we don't have the option of being
Can't wear a mask.
Because
we're doing the show.
Talk, yeah.
So then I just said to Rossi, did you do a test? No, they need to. I go, yeah, you got a sore throat. You go, it's not COVID. Correct. Am I right on the point?
That's what I've said, yes.
I won't do your voice in that voice anymore. I'll talk normal when I do your voice, all right?
So then how I talk?
Rossi said, I don't need to do a COVID test. I'm okay. It's not COVID. I said, listen, I got my parents around me right now. I said, wouldn't you just feel bad if by chance it was COVID? It's probably not COVID, but could you just not do a quick test for us before you came into the studio?
I know, like, when I had coronavirus, my eyes felt a little bit funny.
You had zero symptoms.
My eyes felt a little bit burny.
Hmm.
And I haven't got that.
But I get it. You probably don't have it. All I'm saying is, it's like, they're not expensive. Just get a little test, pop it in before you come into the studio. If it's normal, cold, whatever, okay, I'll take it. But I just don't want to be playing around. Is that okay? Now, guys, again, I'm not going against, like, Rossi, as in I'm trying to hammer him here. But am I all right to say this pretty? Am I all right? 0487155444. I believe there are some people probably like you, Ross, are like, nah, just get on with it. Who cares? Let's go.
I'm of the camp that says, if you're feeling unwell, we've been through 2 years of this, just take a rapid test. They're available. I've ordered one for you, Rossi, by the way.
It's downstairs now.
Is it there?
It's okay. Yeah. Nala, can you go and get the rapid test? It's at the reception. It's at reception now. Can you get that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we'll bring you the
rapid test. Because I feel like we've reached this point.
I know, it's not coronavirus, though.
But that's the mentality that I feel like can get people in trouble, because you just don't know. I feel like the symptoms keep mutating. People develop new symptoms.
Hold on, I'm not talking about mutating and all this stuff.
No, I'm just saying the symptoms, you don't know what the symptoms are.
I'm just saying, just in general, you got a sore throat. How is it now? Still sore?
I know exactly what the problem is. I'll tell you.
No, it's not.
This is the problem. I've got a sleeping device machine that I put on my face, and you're meant to put water in there, and it's just blowing air down there through into my throat.
Yeah, but you sound sick. I don't think it's just a throat thing. You have what I had last week. That's why I took 2 days off.
So you've given me it, and you're having a go at me.
I'm not having a go at you, but I took the days off straight away, and I tested. All I'm saying is, like, can you just not take a test? That's all I'm asking for. I just want you to take a test.
Well, and if it's order me one then.
It's coming now. It's okay, here it is. Yeah, bring it in. Thanks, Nala. All right. Just hold on. Adela, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I mean, am I wrong here? Can he not just do a test?
You're not wrong. If he doesn't want to take the test, at least he should have stayed back.
Yeah, stayed at home.
Should have not come, yeah.
Yeah.
Stayed home.
Stayed home.
Like you did. You took off 2 days. He could have done that too.
Yeah.
I feel okay, though.
Okay.
You don't sound okay.
Well, I feel fine.
All right, so can you... Okay, the test is here. Let me open it up.
No, don't touch it, Chris. Just give it to me.
Okay, yeah, here, take it.
Horrible fingers.
Just do the quick test. We'll come out of... I've got some more commercials for Damien coming up. And out of this, this thing's going to take 3 minutes. Go start it. Go.
What, do you have to put it in my nose or what?
Yes, of up course. Your nose, dude.
You want to do the mouth one?
No.
No, just do it in the nose.
I don't like
it. You like
that.
It in the nose. Derek's called through there. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Chris. Can you send him home? Rosie, you're going home.
Yeah, go home. Home. You should send him home, right, D?
Why?
Yeah, send him home. Send him home right away.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm fine with that as well.
He shouldn't risk people's life like that.
Yeah.
You know? I think all of you guys in the studio, they have once tested positive. So he understands this better than anyone else. So.
Yeah. He's not responsible.
I am.
Don't say that.
I am. I'm triple vaccinated.
Let me have a look here. Results in.
That doesn't mean that you can't get it.
I've actually got it. I've got the result here. He's letting me hold it. Let me just have a look.
But why are you? Don't touch it.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have.
Do I need to pack my things up?
Ross Burrell, you are not positive for the coronavirus, but you have. But you
thank you.
But you definitely have something.
I know my body.
Yes, but hold on.
That is the worst thing you can say.
That's all I wanted you to do. Like tomorrow morning, before you come onto the show, I'd like you to do another test just to make sure. That's
I
what
agree
I,
with that.
I did one this morning, and I did one all last week as well. Please, that's all I'm asking for.
I want to see the evidence that you've done.
I sent a photo to you guys.
He is the... Are you kidding? You have to actually check if Chris Fade has done a COVID test.
He likes to he practice does, stuff.
I do seven a day, just every day,
literally.
Just for fun. Like, I love him.
Yes.
Like, if my nose is not being penetrated once a day, I'm not having a good day. Penetrate my nose, people. Penetrate it now. I'm glad you're okay, Ross. Stay away from us, though.
Yeah, okay, please. Told you so.
Oh, my gosh.
Annoying.
I've got a present for you, Ross.
Oh, you got me presents.
Yeah, I did bring you a present home yesterday.
What is it?
As we get older, I want to make sure that we're both looking after each other. And I'm glad I know that you're not feeling well right now. But these are probiotics. Best probiotics in the world.
That's exactly what I need.
I'm on a subscription plan on those. That cost me 270 dirhams every single month. And I don't want to take them.
Nothing in there.
No,
then.
No, they're there. So
what do you do?
So they come from California. It's a good probiotic. Guys... No matter your age, take a good probiotic, all right?
Why are you giving me these?
Because
you're going to make me paranoid that I've got something wrong with my stomach. I've already been to the doctor.
No.
Did the doctor say something?
No, nothing at all.
We share the same doctor.
I'm on a subscription for these probiotics, and they just keep getting sent to my house. I don't want to take them. I'm just giving myself 6 months off it. So you can have them for the 6 months.
I'm rubbish at taking stuff. Like
I'll teach you how to take it.
I've got charcoal in my bag I'm meant to have.
We'll take it every morning. I'll remind you every morning on the show. We'll make it a bit.
Thanks.
Rossi takes his probiotic coming up next. Well, yesterday it was Her Majesty, the late Queen, put to rest, the funeral. Mm-hmm. It was such a beautiful ceremony to watch. I don't know, I was in and out. I probably watched maybe about an hour and a half all up. And just to see what was going on? It was just beautifully done, timed out to the second.
Second, yeah.
Thousands of people, obviously, there. Millions watch. I think it was billions watching around the world.
I mean, I think everyone like you tuned in and out throughout the day to just see what was going on. It was interesting. I spoke to a few of my friends who said, I'm not a royalist, but I have to say I cried my way through the funeral because it really was moving.
Yeah, I saw people on some people that I follow on social media, like just throwing in their two cents about, you know, the royals. And I just thought, like, guys,
not today.
It's someone's life. We've just lost someone's life, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was done beautifully. I really do. To see Prince William and Prince Harry walking
together, yeah.
And also, I mean, what I thought was really hard was. They were walking for a good couple of hours.
It was a mile and a quarter.
It's a long walk.
The procession.
And the people in the procession, a lot, they looked old. Some of them were old.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's not an easy thing to do. Just walk straight line, shoulders up. Well done to everyone that was on board. Sima, you watch this? Sima?
I did. Hi, good morning, Chris. Hey. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Sima. So what were your thoughts on it, Sima?
So... For me, I was born and brought up in the UK, been here 14 years, and for me, actually, it was quite an emotional feeling. I wasn't expecting to feel as emotional as I did, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I was sad when she died, but living here in Dubai, you feel a bit far removed. But because we were at school, we used to sing the Queen's anthem, we were brought up with the Queen, basically.
Yeah.
beach. So for us, it was like somebody from our home, I think, member has just left us.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's an end of a legacy. I think I was feeling a bit tearful, which I really honestly was not expecting. Just watching the whole parade, the whole procession, the sadness of literally this lady from the age of 21, she has served the country, you know. It's a huge responsibility that she took on. And it's something that even though I'm a Muslim, I'm a Pakistani, I'm a Muslim, born in UK, brought up in UK, I still feel that affiliation with her, which is really, really interesting as well.
Yeah, you feel a connection. You know, I said it earlier in the week that 9 out of 10 people that live on this earth have been around when the Queen was around.
Crazy.
That's because she's obviously 90, she was 96 years old, right?
Yeah.
So 90% of the people that live have lived through the Queen, and that's why she's touched so many people, you know, be it, you know.
Different generations.
Yeah, exactly, generation after generation. Costings, tell us what, how much.
So the British government is yet to reveal the actual tag, but a lot of experts have kind of weighed in, looking at previous funerals as well, and they're saying that this is estimated to be upwards of $7.5 million.
Wow.
And the bulk of that cost would be for the security of just the funeral alone, where they needed 10,000 officers. And what they're basing it off of was the Queen Mother's funeral when it happened in 2002. The security alone for that cost $5 million. So they're saying that based on those figures and what happened, and it was the largest policing event in history in the UK, surpassing the Olympics and the Platinum Jubilee.
Because I was thinking that watching it last night. You got all the world leaders.
Yes.
All the world leaders were there, and I had that thought of like, wow.
The security.
The security. I again, referring to TikTok here, some of the security guards that were saying, I don't know if it was true, but it was on TikTok, that like, so what they do is they have a fake arm. So they have a, they're wearing a suit, right? And then their right arm is not real. It's like a prosthetic arm because they've got their real arm in their jackets with their gun ready to go.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's, they were doing this whole thing about it. I was like, whoa, this is surreal.
They say
they
created an iron wall around London, basically. And it's the most policed.
I mean, there was
thing.
An incident, though, while everyone was waiting to see. There was someone who tried to break through and try to get to the coffin.
Rush the coffin,
and they arrested him, obviously.
Why would you do that? That's obviously mental. That person's got mentally, is unstable.
Something is going on
Did
there.
Did you see the spider?
Yes, there was a spider on the coffin as
well. Did you see that? Yeah, they had a little close-up of the spider. You know what was interesting for me? The music. This music, which I've got a bit of it. Yes, have a listen. This is a lot of the sound of the music of the funeral yesterday. It was just sort of going through. And this is... I'm not trying to... Oh, no, this is not the music. This is the Star Wars one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Because I thought it sounded like...
No, I think you should play the bagpipes because they sounded amazing.
What?
The bagpipes was Sleep, Dearie, Sleep. And once you hear the bagpipes, it's just so good. Sleep, Dearie, Sleep in the bagpipes. So
I just thought the whole thing from the flags... Where was that, Ross? The main area where they're walking up. And it just had the beautiful...
The Mall, or down to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, the flags, the people, the greenery,
the colours.
I just thought... And you know what I love? That they were all wearing like the same type of clothing that would have been wearing in the 1900s. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah. Like some of the uniforms from the various forces.
Yes.
It's just amazing to see. And it made me look and think, wow, I really want to like sort of research all about all of these different services that were there.
Yeah, there were so many.
I went to London in the summer and we got to see the guards, changing of the guards and all of that. But there was like guys from the Navy there, guys from the Army.
But even the Rolls Royce, they had like 1933 Rolls Royces running around. Like, I thought that was cool. Like, it just, and I hope they will always keep that tradition.
Yeah.
You know, that old school vibe. But may she rest in peace.
Yeah.
96 years old. I know that a lot of the country were watching it. A lot of the world was watching it. And hopefully we don't have to experience another one like that for a while.
Oh, yep.
Thank you, pretty, for the info. We'll only have his ghost here in Dubai for the meantime. Justin Bieber.
It's not too coming. New. Stop it.
I bought two tickets to that.
Same.
You know, I bought two front row tickets for that.
Front row? I didn't go.
As in the front area. It cost me a lot of money because I wanted to make sure that I had two secured for me because I know that the kids wanted to go. So
just one of the kids is going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to choose one of you's coming with dad.
No, I was going to give them both the tickets. They were going to go together, and then I would have probably got my own. You know. Bieber's had to obviously cancel the show at the Coca-Cola Arena for health reasons. We are with you, Justin. We are with you. We want you to feel good. That's the main thing, right? We are live right now on Virgin Radio, morning, the Chris Fade Show, 8:38. Breaking news.
Yeah. Adam Levine is a cheater.
Adam Levine.
No, this is going to hit pretty hard here.
Let me say, a lot of girls that I know, women, including yourself, pretty, you guys adore Adam Levine.
Love him.
You think that he's just so good. Like Nala as well, you're the same. Like, you guys think he's not only hot, but he's got a great voice, and he's this husband and father. Yeah. He's the total package, right?
He is the total package. Like, my future husband, I want him to be like
that. Well, you don't want... No, you do not want your future husband to be like Adam Levine because he just got caught cheating. Well, is that what happened?
Okay, let me just break it down. Obviously, I don't want to go ahead and say it's fact.
Okay.
Because we have to hear Adam's side of the story. This is according to a TikTok Instagram model by the name of Sumner Stroh.
Hold on. You can't start off her sentences with credibility when saying I saw it on TikTok.
Well, that's what she does. And
TikTok model.
You know what? She acknowledges that. She says, I understand what is going to happen because of what I do as a profession. And I understand what's going to come at me when I say this. So her name is Sumner. She posted a video on TikTok admitting that she and Adam Levine had a relationship for about a year. They have broken up for a few months, but he has crept back into the DMs. She has posted the DMs on her TikTok that you can see. Here's a little bit of the audio. And what you're going to hear, what Adam Levine asked her in this whole scenario is going to blow your mind. Go ahead.
At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now. So I was definitely very easily manipulated. Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, you know, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby. And if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. I'd sent some screenshots recklessly to a few friends I thought I trusted, and one of them had attempted to sell to a tabloid. So here I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So can I get this right, pretty?
Yes, go ahead.
Adam Levine is having an affair on his wife who's pregnant.
Yes, she's currently pregnant, yes.
He goes to the woman that he's having an affair with, her name's Sumner.
Yes.
And says, this baby that I'm going to have with my wife, can I call it after you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So they broke up. They're not together right now. And he decided to get back into the DMs and say, hey, I would love to name my child Sumner, which is your name. Is that okay? Now, the reason everyone's like, well, why is she talking about it now? And she said she never really wanted to talk about it publicly because they've broken up already. But as she mentioned at the end of the video, she sent some screenshots and they want to sell it to the tabloids.
When was this?
This was before... I want to say before they were pregnant with baby number three. So it was they dated for a year and they've been broken up for a few months already. Mm-hmm. According to her timeline again.
Because she's saying that she was young and naive. It feels like she's talking about, I think this was like 10 years ago or something.
She is quite young.
She's
already.
Okay.
She's quite young already.
We don't want to do the whole speculation. We'll have to wait for it all to come out. I hope.
Now, she's posted screenshots.
Bahati Prinsloo is pregnant with their third child.
Third child.
Yeah, you got the kids involved, you know. Maybe there's an arrangement. Maybe Bahati and Adam have this thing going. I don't know.
Who knows?
We got to wait and see. But, I mean, Adam Levine, you would not be sending messages like that because you would know that it would
end up
get
somewhere.
Out. You know what I mean?
And, and apparently this isn't the only girl that he has messaged. After this woman posted this video, a few other accounts have come out and posted screenshots of some flirty messages that Adam has sent.
He really does need a wake up call. Sorry, I had to do it.
Here we go.
No, because honestly, in someone in that position, it really does make me wonder. Sorry, pretty.
Guys, this is serious.
I think like even messaging like that is classed as cheating, though.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like flirty messages.
You
DMs.
Ever get a message from a girl on Instagram? They DM. Do they? You ever get DMs, Ross?
One, yeah.
Hey?
One ago.
What would you say?
That's about it.
Did you reply back to her? You blocked her because she said, what did she say to you?
I don't want to repeat it on the radio, but yeah, I blocked her.
Really? Good on you.
She was in Dubai.
That's such a nice husband you are.
Well, I am, yeah.
So do you think if you were to receive, let's put this out to the universe, replying to an inbox, a DM on social media.
A flirty DM?
Yeah.
Flirty, it must be flirty.
Is that considered cheating? Is that a bad thing? Like, if someone was just to message you and let's say a girl inbox a guy and says, you look great in that swimwear, looking hot, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Let's just say something like that.
Okay.
Now, if he was to reply with, hey, thank you, has he done the wrong thing if he's in a relationship? Should have he ignored that? Should he be showing his wife or his girl, hey, look what I got a message from this girl. Should he delete that? Like, what's the
boundary?
The boundary here.
0487155544. My opinion, you should not be engaging in that kind of message.
Okay, Abdul.
Hi, man.
What do you think?
I know this much, that if I mess with somebody, I know what is my motive. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but we know the other person's motive may not be your motive, but you're saying if you were to reply to that flirtatious inbox, you shouldn't do that. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, yeah, of course.
All right.
There's no other way to take that message. Like, there's no other way that you can play it off and be like, oh, they just wanted to be friends.
Ileana? No,
you know?
Ileana? Hello? Yeah, hi, what are your thoughts?
You know what? When you take it to a certain point and you entertain it, then yes.
It's fun, though, sometimes.
No.
It's not going to go anywhere. Well, I just like it's just fun.
But then you start liking the attention and you're like, oh, okay, well, this is nice.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I'm getting it, you know, some here and there.
Well, it's important, maybe because you weren't getting the attention, you know, at home, so you just want that attention. You know?
You could be getting the attention at home, but you can be that kind of person that likes the attention everywhere.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And I think it's Adam is the one sending the messages, you know?
Omar, it's bad for you as well?
Yeah, it's not cheating for me. Hey, good morning.
Yeah, it's not cheating, you're saying?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Oh.
Listen. I think we the difference. We all know the difference between a compliment and a flirtatious, I want to take this somewhere message, right?
Are you single, Omar?
Yeah, I'm single.
Omar's doing 20 DMs a day.
It's different.
You're doing 20 DMs, aren't you? Be honest with me. I remember being single. Tony! You don't think it's cheating? Oh, we lost Tony. Christina, it's cheating or it's not?
Hi, morning. It's not cheating.
Not?
The moment you post a picture, as you said, in a certain outfit, you're posting it for a reason, to attract comments, right? Like TikTok and so on. There's nothing wrong in that.
So, are you in a relationship?
If your outfit, I'm married.
Okay, so your husband gets a message in the inbox saying, I think you're super handsome, you look fantastic. He replies with, thanks so much, really appreciate it. Is that okay?
Yeah, because he works hard, yeah. And he does this. He was trying to lose weight for the past 6 months. He managed to lose 20 kg. He posted a new picture of himself. He gets these kinds of messages, and it makes him acknowledged because he worked hard.
I think Christine's got some good self-confidence. Like, you don't have any, you don't feel threatened at all, do you?
No, it's just a message. Okay. And it makes him feel better for the work he put in gym to lose those 20 kg.
Yeah, but you know, a message can keep going. Like, you know, it starts off as a message and then it can form into a relationship. You know that.
It's very hard.
I met Brianna on Instagram.
It's not that hard.
I met her. We would just DM each other. Like, we would just
See, that's what
messaging.
I'm saying. I think there's a very, very big difference. There's a line between a compliment, maybe for your husband, like, hey, good job on losing that weight. Keep it up. And a flirtatious message, there's a difference.
Yep.
There's a very, very big difference.
Oh.
It's not just a compliment.
Guys, Mo just sent me a DM.
What does it
say? Says I'm looking great.
Hey, watch out. Tell Brianna.
Hello. No, don't tell Brianna that one. I guess it's, I believe deep down inside, you know what your own intentions are. So if you were to receive a message.
Or send a message.
Or send a message.
Yeah.
I believe we know if we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I truly believe that.
I agree.
We know within ourselves, right?
Mm.
That's why. What did Rossi do when he received that one DM? He's only had one in his whole time here in the UAE.
In my life.
Yeah. He's only ever had one. And what did you do?
Blocked it.
And you know why he blocked it? Because he didn't trust himself.
What?
So the best way to do it is just to block it.
Whoa.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
I would never send a message like
that.
Never. Never send one.
No, he blocked it because he goes, like, oh, I want to get involved in this one. He would have known.
I feel like I've got everything out of my system.
2 o'clock in the morning.
You're horrible.
After a big night, Rossi.
100%. Never. Never. Okay. You'll never catch me
take
doing
it
that.
Back.
Ever. You can go through my Instagram right now.
You can go through my Instagram.
Can I?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of calls still coming in.
Should we take some more?
No, we'll wrap it up. It's long. Just don't cheat. It's horrible. I've been cheated on before. Horrible feeling. Just get out of the relationship before you do so. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. Thank you. If it's gluten-free, you're allowed.
It's Friday, yeah. It's Saturday, Sunday, what?
It's 9:09. That's what it is. It's not a Friday. We wish it was a Friday. But it's a Tuesday here on the Chris Fade Show. Still to come, the pub quiz. We've got all the gossip as well with Pretty Malik.
Yes.
Up next, or should I say right now? I want to do it.
I'm
ready to do this, guys.
Now.
We're going to do it now.
Techno Tuesdays is a segment that we've brought into the show, and it's really to wake us all up on a Tuesday. Scientifically, I don't know if it's scientifically or statistically, Tuesdays are the hardest days of the week. It's hardest. Monday, you're prepared for a whole week, so your body's ready to go from a Sunday. Tuesday comes, and you're like, oh my gosh, we're not even at a Wednesday. We're not even at a Thursday. We still got
a few
more days.
You're so right about that. Tuesdays are very difficult.
So Tuesdays is the hard one. We are doing it right now on the Chris Fade Show, Techno Tuesdays. We asked you to send us through some suggestive songs. We want suggestive.
Why?
That's not a word.
No, it means something completely different.
Why would you say that, suggestive songs? I mean, like,
why
now?
Do you want...
Why are they suggestive?
What are they suggestive of?
What if I... Do I not know what that means?
Well, the way you used it in that sentence, it doesn't make sense.
You wanted suggestions of songs.
What does suggestive songs
I'll
mean?
I'll talk about it after.
Like Flow Rider or something.
I'm Googling this now. Hold on. I want to see. I just said you've given us some... You've suggestive songs. What's wrong with that?
No, you've given suggestions.
Yeah, rather than me saying you gave us some suggestions, I just thought I could go, you've given us some suggestive songs.
It's not that it's not a word. It's a word that implies something else.
Tending to suggest an idea, there are various...
No, suggestive songs.
Suggestive. Suggestive.
Type suggestive songs.
Yeah.
Suggestive songs.
Yeah, just do a list of suggestive songs.
I'm going to love you just a little bit more, baby. Wicked Games, Fading to You, Need You Tonight. Sexy.
Okay.
Video phone.
Yeah, that'll do.
Do you get it now?
Something Healing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, it's a song that I'm suggesting to go to the next step.
Suggestive song.
You guys are like children.
It's just not children, though, but I just love
the definition of suggestive.
You didn't make any sense in what you were saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hold on.
Suggestive.
Okay, tending to suggest an idea.
Yes, I know.
So that's what I just said. You guys.
I know. Okay. But when you put it together with songs in that context, it takes on the second meaning that you read.
Okay. Well, you guys gave us some ideas of songs. We've gone through it. We're all going to lose it in the studio. There's going to be a lot of hype here. There's going to be a lot of... I want that euphoric feeling of all of us together. If you're in your cars, tap along to the steering wheel if it's safe to do so. Okay.
Yes.
Just feel it. If you're a passenger, feel this. Turn it up right now. I want
Thank you.
You. Turn it up. Turn the stereo up right now, wherever you are. If you're listening to this on the podcast, turn it up. Wherever you got us on, turn it up.
Turn it up. This suggestion's coming from Matthew.
Okay.
And it's a cracker.
I haven't heard this one, but I'm ready to go. You ready?
You ready? Press play. It's halfway through the song, but let's press play. Go.
Okay, hold on. Just let me get it all ready. There's a lot involved here. Okay, I'm standing up now.
Cafe Del Mar.
What is it?
Energy 52.
Oh!
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Techno Tuesdays.
Yes. My house is your house.
Your house.
In the house.
It's my house. Wherever you are.
Feel like we're at Tomorrowland.
You alright? Because I want you to let it go.
Here we go. What a build up this is.
Feel this in your bones.
Yes.
I want you to feel this from your toes to your ears.
Yes!
This is Techno
Tuesday. Ibiza. Ibiza.
Here we go.
When is it kicking?
Here we go.
Listen, here's the first bit now. Are you ready?
Okay, okay.
Feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's...
When's the drums going to be?
All those choices that you have. Let it go.
Here we go.
Day.
Well done. Love you.
I love you too.
And I really love you.
Let's go to the day club.
Let's go.
There's another club after this club. We go to it.
Do you want to join our club?
Nope.
That is it for us for your Tuesday. Eddie's up next with the commercial-free music. 104 minutes commercial-free. What's going on?
Did you see the Chris Bade Show Instagram? Did you see what they did?
I didn't see our Instagram. No,
what about your nose?
Oh yeah, I saw. What do you mean? You planned it with her. You came in and told me to.
I didn't know she was gonna write that.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Did you guys like? You just did that video, but you didn't know what it was. Was that song?
They came to me, Nala and Pretty, and they said, "Chris, just look at the camera and smile." And so I looked at the camera and smiled, and then they said, "Okay, now look at the camera, put your glasses on, and dance." I literally just did what they told me to do. They've now edited up a video, and it's all about how big my nose is.
You've got a great, strong
nose. Yeah, whatever.
Nose.
It's on the, if you want to go check it out, it's on Chris Fade Show on the gram. Hey, we're back tomorrow. Can we give away the pop quiz, please?
Yeah.
7:10, that returns. Eddie's up next. Have a great Tuesday. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Rossi, go get some rest. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.